Hi, it's the Abbott and Costello Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is the show dedicated to religion, politics and business. Now, each week we debate an important topic. And what we're going to talk about today, of course, is about fake news. Well, what is fake? What can we believe today? Can we believe anything that we're told or anything that we actually hear? Well, with me today is the new Archbishop of Canterbury, Clergyman Pete. What do you think about the news that you hear today, and do you believe it?
Well, this is an issue which is constantly a problem, because we're wanting to hear about the world around, wanting to research articles and information to talk about on this show. There's a problem with wading through all the fakery that we see around. If you want to find out something, some information, well, you need some organisation that has the reach to get it. You know, has reporters on the ground, and yet these organisations that have that sort of level of resources tend to be the ones that are the most biased. If you think about CNN, the BBC, the Bias Broadcasting Corporation, and what was formerly known as the Clinton News Network, those two are just so in the can for their respective ideological points of view that it's difficult to get anything approaching raw data on what you're looking at. We, of course, we had that experience when in the run-up to the presidential election in the US, when all the talk was of an easy Clinton victory and how big the margin would be. We are Mark and Pete, famously, had predicted right from the beginning of 2016 that there would be a Trump victory. But what I'm saying is we're not part of the fake news. But trying to find that sort of use of the data, that sort of presentation of the data, very difficult to find. So fake news is where you have an extreme bias, a deliberate editorial policy which screens out stories which are against your version of the narrative of whatever you're trying to say, and it's so widespread, it's difficult to get any real news.
Well, when you talk about data, certainly in business, that they will often say that if it's rubbish data in, it's rubbish data out.
Yeah.
So why is this? Is this, say, for example, just simply a political motivation where people are deliberately manipulating the data to suit their own needs, effectively flooding the market to confuse the public? Because at the end of the day, we looked to the people like politicians or even the media, possibly, and people eminent people in society to actually see that things are true. They want to sort of trust them. And so I guess this element of trust is possibly being now questioned. It's not just about politics. It's also about people in, say, for example, the financial communities. Once upon a time, I remember when you could go into your local bank and trust your local banker, you could hand over your notes and feel pretty confident that all will be well. They would follow law and they would have your interest at heart. But it seems that
those days have gone.
Those days have definitely gone. Now, I wonder why that is. Now, you know, I know that when you won the lotto last week, winning £10 million, that there, when you actually decided to put your money into banks and building societies and all your other investment portfolios, you must have quaked in your boots when you realized that perhaps some of the banks haven't been particularly honest. Now, this is
that's been a big problem.
Now, here's one which actually relates to RBS. Now, ironically, the Royal Bank of Scotland are once again in the news because some of their employees have actually been guilty of fakery. They've been accused of the bank systematically manipulating documents to cover up wrongdoing. Can you believe it? A banker actually doing something against the law.
Yes.
And it did make me think, well, how far will people go? Well, here's a little poem which I've described as called Shred of Evidence. The round pound fell to the ground and rolled fast across the floor, cried the stockbroker, playing poker. Oh, can it fall any more? Against the dollar was a choking collar, as the chancellor watched with dismay. Markets moaned as investors groaned. We simply can't give it away. Isn't this fiscally funny? It's all paper money. Soon traders' palms became sweaty. A gambling goof saw no shred of proof, while sterling turned into confetti. The paper trail went beyond the pale as the pieces were swept away, and all the bankers fled the scene just to play another day. Yes, it's true to say that they're prepared to do anything, to cover up anything. And why is it that they're prepared to go to those extreme lengths to fake something for their own means? And they, when you think about it, the consequence of this is that when you look at something like, say, for example, the stock market, it's actually one big fake game, because it's all about paper money. It's not real in that sense.
Yeah, so
we look at the wider sense of society. We do have to sort of ask ourselves, is the whole mechanic of society going wrong? Not just about what somebody says on a media alert. It's actually now about something that's integral to the way we build our society.
Well, I think this is the sign of how big a problem it is, and also it's a sign towards the solution to the problem of fake news. Is that we don't just get fake news, we get fake banking, we get fake everything. I mean, from the news point of view, you get selective editorials, you know, reporting on Trump's hairstyle, but not reporting the true news that Barack Obama has a third nipple. It's just, you know, just selective editing out of stories that you don't want to hear. In banking, it's as you say, the deliberate taking on of policies that are going to result in the bank going against the law, but are going against the interest of people who are investing with them, just so that they can make a fast buck. Now, there's always been self-interest, but opposed to that has always been the idea that you must tell the truth, you must have integrity, particularly in Western society. And that's why trade, free trade, blossomed. Without that level of trust, you cannot succeed. And you were talking about, when you're talking about banking, you're talking about, well, the fact in terms of stocks and shares, and in fact, in terms of actually money these days with fiat currencies, you know, currencies that are just declared to be currency by the government or indeed by a bank. You know, the Federal Reserve in the US says, oh, this is a dollar, this is how much it's worth. It's just fake, in that how is it worth that? Well, just because I say it is. So what you end up with is the whole of society and the economy based on people trusting people who you then can't trust because they lack integrity. So,
well, exactly.
In order to bring that back, well, it's a whole society thing. It's not simply a case of pointing out fake news. It needs to go deeper than that. It needs to go further than that. If we can ever escape from this issue of not being able to trust, it seems, anyone.
Well, I know, and I find it quite remarkable, because when you talked about, you know, what's going on in the news today, but there are a number of underlining things. As if we look at, say, for example, if we take Britain, for example, you know, certainly its relationship with Europe has been fraught, and we know that in the near future, the likelihood is that we're going to be pushing Article 50. Now, of course, there is the Article 51, which many people don't always understand, which, of course, is that their right to be able to take over ownership of the United States of America. So we know that they gained independence, of course, of Great Britain, when, you know, in the late 18th century, they actually decided to throw all the tea into the Boston Harbor. Bit of a waste of money, of course, but I don't think they need to do that. But, of course, when they push Article 51 and Theresa May actually legally becomes president of the United States, what are the Americans going to do then?
Yeah, well this is the issue. I mean, who can you trust reporting on these matters? And in fact, the fake reporting of political matters which seems to be, oh, simply, that's just a party political thing. We're trying to get the person who we trust in the lead, but in the lead in the polls, and then to win, or we're trying to get our particular issue to win, like, as you say, on to do with independence of Britain and the US. And but it has further ramifications. As soon as the level of trust breaks down, then you have a breakdown in all of society. And this is what I think, this is why the Bible speaks so strongly against lying, against falsehood. There's, of course,
is this the 11th commandment?
Well, the 11th commandment says that you shouldn't bear false witness against your neighbour. In other words, in a serious position, thinking about like a court case, if you're going to be a witness, you've got to be absolutely truthful. And the Bible also says that you need to, 1 Peter 2, verse 1, so put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Don't tell lies against each other if there's going to be a good society. Of course, this was talking about the creation of a new society, a new way of living. That's what the church was all about. So in order to be successful, you need to get away from all slander. You can't be hypocritical either. James 1, verse 22, right towards the end of the Bible, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You know, do what the Bible says, and don't just hear it. You know, do what you say, and don't deceive yourself. Having said that, I just realised that 1 Peter's towards the end of the Bible as well. Anyway, I was quoting from the end of the Bible. And, you know, these letters towards the end of the Bible are pointing towards how to live in a good society where you can thrive. And Christian society is based on these Christian principles of integrity, of being able to trust each other, have historically succeeded in bringing up the quality of life of their citizens. But what does it say about the future? If that integrity, if fakery is the norm and not truth, then what's going to happen in the future? And what are we going to do about it?
Well, exactly. And of course, it's not just what we hear, it's what we see. Now, I'll give you a very good example. With technology as it is today being a lot more sophisticated, and it's very easy to manipulate imagery. So, for example, you can make somebody look apparently much younger, or possibly even much older. You can even remove or retouch people from out of a photo. So when you actually think about the mechanisms to be able to manipulate information, it's very worrying, because of course, particularly through social media, which can spread within seconds, it only needs one individual to spark something off, and of course it can just sort of snowball. So I think the question here is how do you stop one individual, let alone organizations, actually being able to control and manipulate things? I don't think that it's going to be easy to do that. In fact, my prediction is that things are just going to get a lot worse. I think that what you'll see is that it's almost like, can anybody spot the real truth in all of this?
Well, I think that that's true, that any sort of system you put in place is in itself open to abuse. You know, a system to remove fake news, as Facebook and others are trying to use, can be used simply to screen out, as I said, to edit out views that you don't like. As I said, for the mainstream media outlets, it's also true for these social media giants like Facebook and Twitter, and other of course other sites are available. But they're all open to this abuse if they've got a system in place to stop the principle of free speech. Then they are also open to abuse. So the only way is what we religious types like to call a change of heart, converting to be a person of integrity. So it needs to start with individuals changing. I would say this is a spiritual need, that we need to trust in Jesus to change us, and there is no other way. If people can change their ways of life. I've seen this happen. People can change. And if we have enough people who are people of integrity calling out fakes when they say it, but also calling out truth, calling out bad things, but also calling out good things that they see, even in their political enemies, even people they don't like, then we're going to start to see a change in society. If you have people behaving fairly, even bankers behaving fairly, then people are going to go to them, give their business to them, and we'll see a change in society. But it really does demand us, starting with us as individuals, calling out fakery when we see it. I mean, take for example, Mark, this episode. I mean, listeners may be shocked to learn that dotted throughout this episode were examples of fake news.
Well, I have to say I'm not entirely sure about that, because I know that if we go back when we were at school in Moscow, we were strongly taught to tell the truth. And I remember, you know, whilst you were there growing up with the KGB, that it was very clear that honesty was a policy that we would adhere to throughout the show.
I don't really remember much of that period. It was before my sex change operation. It's all a bit hazy in those days. But I get what you say. Yes, perhaps perhaps there isn't any fake news in this episode at all. I take that back. But I do think that individual change is necessary, and the way that that affects society is simply is in numbers. If there's enough who change, I mean, why is it that Western societies had the success they had? It was we had scientific breakthroughs that was based on people sharing information, on learning on from each other, open free exchange of ideas. How is it that trade and industry prospered? Well, they prospered because of the ability to make deals and then stick to them. Honesty and integrity, if enough of us move that way, it can make a difference. And we know that it does. It does work because it did in the past.
Well, exactly. Now, on that thought, listeners, what do you think about the fake news that we're seeing and the arguments that seem to be unfolding with politicians and people of society? Do you think things have got out of hand? Well, we have the solution.
Yeah.
I think that the best thing for you to do, listeners, is to write to Mark and Pete by logging on to www.markandpete.com, fill out the contact form with your donation of £100 million, and we will be able to send you the answer.
Yes.
So then, listeners,
absolutely 100% guaranteed.
Yes. So then, listeners, join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Mark and
Costello.
That's right.
Do you think we fooled them?
Probably.